Anybody awake out here? Radio check, I can hear you, but you're barely making it through there, I say.
Yeah, copy that, sir. Yeah, you're not going to believe this, but I'm located 280 miles east of the repeater. I'm in Wyoming County, New York, and I have a repeater on the same frequency. Every once in a while, when the conditions open up, I can hear your repeater, so I just thought I'd give it a shot. Once again, Whiskey Romeo, Kilo X-ray 607. Wyoming County, New York, 280 miles away.
Yeah, roger that, 607, New York. You got WSFV 793. I'm up here in Warren, Michigan, probably about 5 miles north of Detroit there, okay?
Yeah, that is incredible. I'm always amazed when the conditions just line up just perfect and we're able to communicate at this distance on GMRS. Pretty cool stuff. I thank you for getting back to me. And I'll be back on the side. This is WRKX 607 for Chris O'Brien, North Cave of New York.
Yeah, roger that, 607. I believe you said Brian or Ryan. One of the two there. You're coming in a little fuzzy, but I can understand mostly everything you say. You got Dave up here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, WSFV 793. You have yourself a good day. It was great talking to you, man. Wow, New York. You're doing it, man, whatever the case may be. Have a good day, my friend, WSFV 793, and I'm listening.
Roger,
roger.
WRWY 979 monitoring.
Good morning, 979. WSSV 793.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I think I heard you just talking to somebody supposedly in New York. This is Joe in Clinton Township, 18 miles north of Detroit. Juliet Oscar Echo, Joe, WRWY 979.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, New York kind of caught me by surprise there a little bit. You got Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm in Warren here, over by 11 Mile and over. And, yeah, just monitoring, seeing if anybody's out here, and I heard somebody coming through the repeater, and I told him I can barely make it. I just thought it was an average Joe. And when he told me where he was at, I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, that's how that works.
Yep, I was just listening while I was waking up and eating breakfast and heard that whole conversation. But I'm about 18 miles north. You know where Clinton Township is. 18 miles north of Detroit or so. I thought I'd jump in and say good morning. And kind of relaxing, waking up, getting ready for my church service. So if you see in the news what's going on in the news, see if the world is still around, and make sure it's not blown up yet. Back to you.
Yeah, roger. I'm on my second cup, but I already been through the news, and ain't nothing blown up yet, but except for the blow up between Elon and Trump, but other than that, nothing else, nothing else blowing up or getting ready to yet, so another day of of existence, I suppose. I don't know. I just look at it and you know how it is. All right, Joe, I'll let you get on with your, oh, by the way, yeah, I know where Clinton Township is. I know where all that is, so. But I'll let you get on with your morning there, get your coffee in you, and get yourself ready for church. So it's good talking to you, and maybe we'll talk again soon. Who knows how this stuff works out. You have a good day. You're sounding good, too. Sounding really good. And you have yourself a good day at church, and just have yourself a good day in general there. WSRZ 793, I'll clear after yours.
Well, it's good to hear I'm making it. I'm coming through the Mount Clements receive site with an HD, Bofang HD there. So some people tell me that I don't know Jack, and I said, wait a minute, I know Jack. Jack on ham radio and on GMRS. So when they say you don't know Jack, I said, well, yeah, I do. Yeah, I guess that's two different terms. So, but anyhow, have a good day. Just trying out my GMRS license that I've had for a while with my HD. So have a good one. WRWY 979, clear.
Roger that. Don't know Jack. I love my Baofeng handhelds. I do. Yours is sounding really good. But I love my Baofeng handhelds. And, I'm on a DV20 right now. But and Jack, he's the encyclopedia of GMRS. Anything you need to know, he knows. So anyway, good morning to you again. And I'm listening. WSRZ 793, back monitor.
WFST 902. 973, you out there? Good morning. WFST 902. 973, you out there? No, oh, copy on 973. WFST 902. Standing by. Foxtrot 902, 973 out there. WFST 902, 973 out there. Good morning.
WSOZ 793, listening. WSFT 902, WSFZ 793. about station 902 left flank, WSOZ 793.
WFSC 902, Dave, is that you?
Yeah, it's me, man. What's up?
Good morning, let the sunshine hit your face.
Yeah, it's already hit my face. More like punched me in the face. But, I'm up. I was dozed off in my chair. And, I'm up now.
Good morning to you anyways. Smell like you're a little crabby, all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Rough night. Had a very rough night. Ain't nothing. I'm gonna go through it out over here. I'm here, but other than that, I'm all right. Where are you at? What are you? I hear you. I can hear you moving, man.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm on Gross Beck, coming up on Utica, shooting out. Going out
thinking
in Rochester.
Yeah, you going out there for work?
Yeah, I owe, so off I go.
Wow, on a Sunday?
Just another day, my brother.
Yeah, all right. Well, I should talk. They're out here finishing the porch, so I guess I should talk either way. I was out here this morning about 6 o'clock. I talked to some guy in New York. Had a repeater skip in and out of New York, and I was talking to the guy there, okay.
Roger that. That's sweet. Nice. That's what it's all about, right? Like back in the day.
Hey, he caught me by surprise. He was coming in. I couldn't make out what he was saying at first. I thought he was just another Joe out here. And I told him, I said, ain't making it through the repeater real good there, whoever you are. And then he teed up again, and he was making it through. He was laughing. And then he said he was at New York 907, something like that, man. I was like, oh, wow, you know. So told him where I was at, what the repeater was, and everything. And it was pretty cool. Talked to him for a couple minutes, and then it started fading and everything. So, you know, we let each other go.
Roger, that's all good stuff. Hey, I like that. It's good that, like I said, we used to hear that guy from Montana and the other guy from north to South Dakota and then Wisconsin, Ohio. So, yeah, they're getting around. It's pretty good. I like stuff like that. Roger that.
Yeah, Roger that. I talked to the guy in Ohio. Once or twice, but New York is a new one for me. And then I sat back. It was dead. I was in New York, and I think one local, it was dead. And I was sitting back, and I must have been sitting back just right because I dozed up in the chair. And I guess I slept in the chair for a little bit there, okay.
That. So you say they're out working on the porch right now? That's pretty cool. At least that's gonna get done.
Yeah, I can hear them out there. Probably should be done today. They pretty much got it done. Looking smooth. But, you know, I guess they're coming out and just putting the final touch. I think they still got to pull the, whatever you call the wood there, I think they still got to pull that and be done. So it should be done by today if they're doing what I think they're doing, the forms, what I'm trying to think of the word, the forms. So I think all they got to do is pull the forms. It looks like they're smoothing. They're doing some smoothing work. And just pull the forms, and I guess that's it.
Yeah, it's called a tuck. So, yeah. No, they did good work. I looked it over. They definitely had their stuff together, Roger that.
Yeah, Roger that. That seems like it to me. They're really busy out there doing whatever it is they're doing. I hear all kinds of nice noises going on. Yesterday, I tested that base out. Everything works. Transmit, receive, everything. I didn't run it through the watt meter yet. But it all works. The knobs, you know, the controls are a little slightly scratchy, which you gotta expect for as dusty as it is. But it works.
Roger that. Nothing a little deoxin won't fix. You know what I mean? Clean them all up and shoot. You know. You got an antenna for it? You can hook up an antenna to it.
Not a transmit antenna. I hooked the window antenna into it just for listening, and I went through the band and everything. It seems to be on freak and everything, and clarifier center's up. So, like I said, nobody's been in it. It's never been touched, never been hacked, which I'm happy for. But yeah, like I said, the controls just need a little bit of cleaning. And that's it. I need the cleaning itself. It's all dusty and stuff. It's really, it's not dirt. It's just all dust all over it. But I was thinking today I was going to throw the dummy load on the watt meter and run it through the watt meter and see what it's doing when I get a chance here. But when I wake fully up there, okay.
Yeah, Roger that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then we can find out if the output transformers are all working and all that. And then they actually see what it's putting out too. So and that way you gotta know if you gotta work on anything. So yeah, that's a good, it's all good stuff. Yeah, hey, bless that guy. I mean, you know, he's a heck of a man there. Roger that.
Oh yeah, Roger that. Well, I had the antenna on it and listening, went through the channels. Could hear people and everything. Was doing it even on sideband. And then I just grabbed the dummy load and screwed it on the back and keyed it up, watched the front meter and keyed it up. Yeah, and it was keying up, and I whipped over the sideband and audio, and it was banging away. So that's how I know it transmits. But I'm going to take the watt meter out of the box there, and I'll put the dummy load to the watt meter and jumper, and I want to see exactly what it's doing. And when I get a chance later, I just feel like crap right now.
All right, Roger that. All right, well, I'm gonna get back to what I'm doing here. I gotta run in the store and grab something real quick, so get all ready for my day. Roger that, and I'll put it on you a little bit later. WFFT 902. I'll be standing by on your final. Roger that.
Yeah, Frank. Very good, then. Sounding good. You're sounding good. Great. Amazing. But, all right. Very good. I'm going to do the same. Drink this coffee and try to get my brains together and to do what they do what I said I was going to. Kind of anxious to see what it puts out. So anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. Be careful over there at work. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
Time out there, Dave. WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike. What's happening?
Nothing much, just out and about.
Yeah, everybody seems to be out and about today. You think today being Sunday, either they'd be home, you know, taking it easy or recovering from last night, they're okay.
You know me, I'm always go, go, go.
Today.
Yeah, I'm just I'm working today, you know, I'm doing my split shift thing, so right now I'm on my way back home and I have to go back in later on tonight.
Well, they're working the hell out of you, ain't they?
Kind of choose this lifestyle, but you know what, it keeps me active, keeps me going, and, you know, that's all there is to it.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I take it probably pays decently for you to go through all that. Yeah, all right, as long as you're doing all right, man, that's all that matters there, Roger. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead on and get back to listening, drinking my coffee, and pondering what's going on around here, and where am I. And once I get all that in my head, then I'll be in better shape then. Anyway, good talking to you, man. Sounding really good. No sweat whatsoever. So, and we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, I'll clear it to yours.
All right, we'll catch you later, and happy trails with the Trophospheric ducting. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that.
WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.
Go ahead there, you got WRWB 49, also Clinton Township.
Sounds good, I'm kind of new to this. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Wherever your exact QTH is on the repeater, sounds good.
10-4, thank you. I've got a 25-watt radio and a mid-band antenna.
Copy, sounds pretty good. I just over by 16 in Grosbeck.
I'm not too far from 16 in Garfield.
Hey, that newbie out there, what's your numbers again?
Five, 375.
Well, it's working really good. Coming through the repeater very nicely. Sounds good. All you up in there, welcome to the GMRS community. You'll find a lot of, they're all, everybody out here is good people. I'm always willing to help you out if you have a problem or something there. I'm over here at 11 Mile and Hoover. My first personal is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and my numbers are WSSD. That's my numbers. WSFZ 793, Roger.
How you doing, Dave? We spoke briefly before.
Yeah, I thought you sounded familiar. I can't say the voice is familiar. In myself, I'm talking, yeah.
I heard most of what you said, period. I need to get myself a steel cookie sheet or something to put my mobile antenna mount on.
No, his audio kept dropping in and out. That's what you received. It was his audio. Yeah, your audio was dropping in and out, Dave.
Yeah, Roger, that I'm not squeezing it hard enough. I keep getting that. People keep telling me that. But then I keep forgetting. I got to squeeze. For some reason, I got to squeeze this microphone hard. Now is it dropping out?
Negative. You're sounding good. All right. Back to the other guy in Clinton Township.
Sensor guys, just playing with this radio here a little bit. I'm gonna have to shut it down and get on with the day. Like we both have a good day. WHLU 375. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, cookie sheet's the best idea if you're gonna do that, because cookie sheet ground plane. You get your ground plane off the cookie sheet. And actually, it will hit the repeater harder and better when it ground planes there. So, yeah, that's mine. Mine's on a cookie sheet right behind me in front of the window, and that's the way I keep it there, okay?
Yeah, I actually went to Dollar Tree yesterday to buy a cookie sheet, but it seemed like they were possibly aluminum. So I've got to track down some kind of piece of steel. Just have it sitting next to me on the lazy boy. Anyhow, I've got to run. Going to do some errands. Have a great day, Dave, and have a great day, Clinton Township, WSIA 375.
Personal here is Mike, India Kilo Echo, and it is Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo, 49.
Yeah, 375. You have yourself a good day. It's working really good, though. And you sound good, too. WSRZ 793, and I'm listening.
10-4, thank you.
Trump is the best president we have.
Like no rain at the moment in the forecast, so I'll cut the grass. Get that out of the way. All right, there, Dave. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
All right, Mike. Mobile safe. Have a good day, my friend. WSRZ 793.
793-839.
Yeah, come on, 839.
I got a question for you. What's the difference between GMRS and GMRS2?
Nah, I'm too much of a newbie up here still. No, I didn't even know there is a GMRS2. I couldn't answer that question. Jack, 488, Jack would probably know the answer, a couple other people out here, but me, I don't know the difference at all. I didn't even know there was a GMRS2 there, Roger.
Yeah, sure. So I just thought I saw it today, and I thought I'd ask. I'll ask 488 when I hear him. Thanks. WSIJ 839.
Yeah, 839. Well, sorry I couldn't answer your question, but now you got me kind of curious, so I got to take a look here. Because now I want to know if there's a GMRS2. I never heard of it and never knew it. Like I said, some other people out here might know about it, but if it exists, but I don't, though. But, all right, you have yourself a good day, Fred. WSOZ 793, I'm listening.
Can also do FRS, and it's not like a real designation, and it's weird because they used to also be able to do FRS, so I'm not really sure why it's going to be that way.
Station, you're going to the Detroit repeater. The repeater noise is on you pretty good. I heard you saying something about the GMRS2. But I tried hard, but I couldn't decipher, Roger.
Copy that, 793, this is WSIP284, does that sound any better now?
No, 284, you're coming through, but you still got that noise up on top of you. What were you saying about the GMRS still?
As far as I know, GMRS2 isn't an official designation. It just means it can also do FRS, which is weird to say it that way because GMRS radios could typically also do FRS, or FRS could also share the GMRS channel. Over.
Yeah, right to that. Yeah, the FRS, most of your FRS radios, have GMRS frequencies, and it's all simplex, so, and very low power, of course. So that GMRS, I guess, I'm not sure what you're getting at if you're saying them simplex frequencies on them FRS radios could be GMRS. But I hear what you're saying on the FRS radios there, okay.
GMRS2
is also compatible with FRS. From what I understand, otherwise, FRS 12 through 22 are also GMRS. Alright, I got what you're saying there. Alright, very good. I guess that could be GMRS2. He caught me off guard. He come out here wanting to know what GMRS2 is, and I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even know what the hell GMRS2 is, and I was thinking here in a few, I was going to look up and see if there is a GMRS2, but what you said makes more sense there, Roger.
Yes, copy that. I'm not sure why there's labeled it that way, but in a moment I'll try a different antenna and see if I can come out and that way.
WSIP 284, clear and honoring. Yeah, 284, I appreciate the info, though, I do. Sure do. Anyway, you have yourself a good one, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSHR 566 to WSCN 793.
It's Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793-7, but either way, go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going, Dave?
It's going all right. Y'all change that regulator?
No, we couldn't find one. The bolt place was closed, so Sherman, we found one online on Amazon for $26, so it'll be here Tuesday. So hopefully next weekend he'll be able to get the thing put on and should be good to go then.
Yeah, so he didn't run the engine without it.
No, he didn't want to. He just wanted to let it go. Because he didn't want to put it in the water and work on it in the water in case if the bolts and stuff, if they drop in the water, then he'd be SOL. So he said he just wanted to wait till next week, and Brandon said he'll come out, I guess, and hook it back. It's not hard to hook back on. You just got to put a couple screws in it and then hook them up to those wires into those prongs. That's it.
Yeah, Roger that. You hook it up. You guys look really carefully along the side of the engine, because usually there's a little black wires with tabs on them that stick around the mounting bolt, the ground. And if they're dangling down the side of the engine, they're easy to miss. If you don't hook them grounds up, you're not going to have no charging. Some of them have them, some don't, but if that's the kind where they had a couple of ground wires to one of the bolts, you got to make sure you find both of them and one or both and set them on there. Anyway, well, okay, what's happening?
Oh, nothing much. Just got up a little while, but I heard you on the radio, so I figured I'd get out here and give you a shout.
Yeah, Roger, I didn't sleep much last night. I was out here this morning. I talked to a guy in New York. Had a repeater skip all the way over here from New York. And I talked to him for a little bit. It was pretty cool. And I dozed off in the chair. I don't know, in my dream or whatever, I kept hearing 902 calling me. And finally I opened my eyes up. I figured, well, I better see if he was calling me. And I called for him, and of course he was calling for me. And then I've been awake ever since. I'm just drinking coffee, trying to get the fog out of my head there, okay?
Yeah, copy that.
What do you got on for today?
Oh, not much. I got to do some stuff around the house here and probably go outside. And my wife has some flowers that she bought that we got to plant. So maybe around 1, 2 o'clock, I'll go out there. I think we might have to go to Menards and get some dirt and stuff and plant them, but that's about it. I didn't go to church today. I was supposed to go to church, but I didn't go. I was just lazy, I guess, and I should have went because I missed last weekend, but oh well. That'll forgive me.
Don't keep missing church and then say, God'll forgive me. And do that. Make God mad. He's gonna not forgive you. You keep pulling that on him. He ain't stupid.
Oh, I know that. Yep, I know. That's why I hope I don't have a crappy day today, because I might get punished for not going. But if I do, I deserve it.
Yeah, Roger that. Other than the pontoon being down, did you have a good time over there?
Oh, yeah. Sure, hold on a minute. Yeah, Sherman's got a nice place up there on the... He's not right on the water, but he's close to it. And, yeah, we just sat, Kelly and my wife just sat around and talked for a while, and I was out there helping him with that, and that was about it. His plan was to get the boat in the water and then drive it, and me and him were going to do some fishing out there on his pontoon boat, but that didn't pan out. But oh well, there's always a next time.
Yeah, Roger that. There's not much to one of them regulator modules. I know what's in them, and I know what components are in them, and I know the circuit because I built them before. Regular modules easy to make. If I had a piece of breadboard and a transistor and a couple things, I can make them. You know, I've done it before lots of times. But the thing is, though, the $26 one from Amazon, I'm a little leery about it. It could be okay. It could work. But anything like that from Amazon, I'm always leery about it. I don't know why. It's just me, you know.
No, I agree with you too. I thought about that too. I thought about that too, but just like you told me with those carburetors, you know, from Amazon, you know, you gotta watch which ones you buy, because you buy the wrong one, you're gonna have more problems. But hopefully it'll work out for them. Hopefully it won't burn out. But I think the only reason why this one burned up is because he had the cables on the battery backwards. And I think that's the reason why the thing burned up like it did. Roger that. Copy that.
Roger that. Hey, when you hooked up the cables backwards, did it automatically start smoking, or did it do it when he turned the key and tried to start it?
No, he turned it and you heard like a clicking sound, like the starter was trying to, you know, start. It was making a clicking. And then he said he's been having trouble with it. I guess the wire on that for the starter or something was, he had a wiggle or something. So he didn't think nothing of it, and then he did it again, and I looked over and said, Sherman, you got problems. There's smoke coming out of your engine.
Yeah, right. Because I didn't want to go into further details yesterday on the phone. But there's a possibility could come up that he damaged the alternator. He backfed through the alternator, and It could have burned some windings on it from turning the key and connecting everything. Because that regulator is hooked directly up to the windings of the alternator. And it's possible he might have damaged his alternator. What he's going to have to do, if you guys do, hook up the regulator and everything, start it up and take a voltmeter, go across the battery and make sure it's like 14, 15 volts. Not 30, okay?
Yeah, I'll try to remember that. If I go back up there and help him, I don't know, it might just be him and Brandon, but yeah, I'll let him know.
Well, it's kind of hard to talk to you guys up there because everybody's running around and doing this and doing that. I don't know if anybody's listening to me or hearing what I'm saying. There's a couple times I had to tell him, Sherman, you hear what I'm telling you? You know, but there's a possibility he might have damaged the alternator. If it backfed into the alternator, it could have lit up some of the windings on it. It could have damaged some of the windings. It might not. There's a chance it didn't. It all depends. I've seen it burn alternators before. What happened, the same thing happening, not only take out the regulator, but take out, burn up the alternator. He'll know when he starts it. If the alternator don't start smoking and stuff and everything, then he'll be all right. Maybe. But I would still take a voltmeter across that battery and make sure, you know, it's not feeding at 20, 30 volts or anything.
So you're saying it should, when he starts it, does that test with the tester, it should say 14. If it says 20 or 30, then most likely the starter is burned up.
No, the alternator, not the starter, the alternator. Like I said, the chance of him burning up the alternator are very, very slim. There's a better chance that he didn't, but it's happened. I've seen it happen lots of times. So I'm just saying, you know, if he starts it up, it starts up. You know, you put the regulator in, you get it all bolted down, make sure the ground's on it, start it up, let it run. If the alternator don't smoke or nothing, and there ain't no smoke coming out of the alternator, cool. Just take a voltmeter and go across, shut the engine, to really test it, you shut the engine off, you go across the battery, it might be like 12.1, 12.5, you know, fully charged. And you start the engine up, open up the throttle a little bit, and put the voltmeter across the battery, it should be around 14 volts.
Okay, I'll try to remember that. If I go and help him, or if I talk to him on the radio today or on the phone, I'll let him know.
Yeah, right, because if that alternator windings are damaged, it'll take out the regulator again, and the regulator will let it, excuse me, the regulator will usually short, and the full alternator voltage will be delivered to the battery. Not only will it be AC instead of DC, because the rectifier's inside the, either the rectifier's inside the alternator, or the rectifier is inside that regulator box. In most cases, it's inside that regulator box. The rectifier will definitely let go. And if it lets go, then the battery will see AC instead of DC. And after a little while of running, you'll be wondering why the battery's all fat, all, you know, bloated and everything.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I hope it's just that voltage regulator. I hope it's just that.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I'm not trying to make things worse or, you know, bring everybody down. I'm just saying, you know, because you really, from the looks on the picture, to live in hell out of that. You guys tried to live in hell out of that thing. But that piece that comes through the back like that, that stuff is, that potting is like a solid, it's like an epoxy, a solid epoxy. And for that part to burn, get so hot that it burned its way through it up to the top. That's a pretty good deal there, Roger.
Oh yeah, copy that. Yeah, it was melted in that one corner of that module there that you were talking about. I mean the voltage regulator, yeah, and I think we caught it before it got real bad.
Yeah, Roger. I just hope you didn't take the alternator out, but and like I said, the chances of it not taking the alternator out are good, but still, you got to check to make sure. You don't want to be feeding the battery no damn 30 volts, you know, while you're out there running around the lake, because things won't end up well.
Oh, I know. I copy that. And the other thing, too, there was a fuse, I don't know if it was connected or not, there was like a little plastic thing, it said it had a fuse in it, and the wire, I think, was going into the voltage regulator, but we didn't check it. What I'm wondering, if that fuse was connected to that, why didn't that thing blow so the voltage regulator wouldn't burn up like it did?
There's a fuse in line, and sometimes there is. That's the fuse going to your battery or to your key switch, and then to your battery. In other words, it's somewhere along the line, it's connected to your battery. And your battery and your accessories, everything that runs off 12 volts on the boat, it's connected to all that. If that opens, you got nothing. I don't even think you'd have a starter, so more than likely it didn't open. Because I think if it opened, you wouldn't have had a starter either.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I just hope everything works out for him when he puts that thing in. I just hope it does. It should, but...
Well, what makes me a little bit leery about the Amazon regulator, in a lot of cases, just like them carburetors, they're pulls. They're pulls from other equipment. They pull them off, they clean them up really nice and everything, and even put their name on them. And then they sell them as new. You get the part, if you look carefully, you know, you'll see, oh, you know, there's chips or something on what you plug it in and everything. There's little chips and, you know, little imperfections. You can tell if it was used or not, in other words, regardless if they painted it or what. And that's what they do. There's companies on Amazon They'll sell you the thing brand new for $26. You get it home, you look at it, and you can tell it's a pull from something.
Yeah, copy that. I got it here on the, I sent it to them. It's made by, it's called GZZ Store, Tours, and it says visit the store, and it says, what does it say here? Hold on a minute. Yeah, he's got, it on here, you know how they give you, like, stars for it, you know, like 5 stars? It's almost 5. It's almost 5 stars. It's like 4.3 stars.
Yeah, okay, well, that's cool. See, that regulator, for example, in fact, I'm going to use the regulator for an example. The parts in them regulators, they don't wear out. They don't decline over time and get weak or anything. No, either they work or they don't. That's just, there's only the two parallels for that regulator. There's no, you know, you don't run it, you know, 20, 30 years and you got to change it because it's getting weak and it's not doing its thing. Some parts don't go weak, solid state parts. They either work or they don't. So, you know, so more than likely, yeah, you're going to have a working regulator. I guess I shouldn't really nitpick about it. Whether it's a pull off another machine or anything, if it works, then it's just as good as a new one there, okay?
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yep. So we'll see. Because I've seen them on there. I looked it up for them. I see them in a couple places, like for $300 for the same thing.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if you can hear it behind me. But the lawn boys are out here messing along the house and everything. I got to get it because the weed whackers and stuff are interfering with my radio. The spark plugs. They're making noise on my radio. So I might have to sit back for a few minutes till these boys are done. If you're still out here, I'll get back with you, though. Talk to you. You know, you're sounding good and everything. And I'll talk to you in a couple minutes. I got to let these guys do this thing. WSSD 793, and I'm listening.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll be here standing by listening. WSHR, if I should sit clear of my name.
K5667, this is WSIT 284, Alex in Farmington Hills. I was about to just ask Dave, but do I have something better on this antenna than I did a moment ago? Over.
No, you still sound like I can't make you out, but there's still a lot of background noise, like a humming sound.
Roger that. Appreciate it. It's probably, I don't know, smoke in the air weather today. I'm a little far from the Detroit repeater too, but it could just be Detroit repeater. But appreciate it. This is WSIP 284. Clear my ring.
No problem, WSHR 566. Clear monitoring.
284, from where you're at, you can't hit Mount Clemens?
I've tried, but I have never heard anything on there. Let me go ahead and switch over in a moment. I'll try that again. Thank you.
Yeah, give it a shot. It'd be a lot better if you got into it. Let's take that over when it gets on there. I can't hear, and I got these guys revving them up out here.
WSHR 5667, this is WSIP 284, Alex, do you copy? Or 556, this is WSIP 284. Do either of you copy? Over.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does this sound any different? I tried Mount Clemens and I got nothing over there, but this is back to my other antenna.
Yeah, you actually sound pretty good now. You just have a little bit, just a little bit of popcorn behind you, but other than that, you sound pretty good.
Yeah, leave that antenna on there.
Crazy, this antenna is like $13, and the one I was using is like $15.
Yeah, well, this antenna is working mucho better. I can understand every word you're saying now.
Roger that. I really appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you.
I've found many times. Glad to help. I'm listening.
Dave, you actually helped me with my first radio check on this new radio a couple days ago. So here you are helping me again. Thanks.
That's no problem, my friend. Anything I can help you with to improve your, gig or, you know, give you feedback, that's what I do. I don't mind doing it. You know, somebody's got to tell you something, so you know where you're at there. Yeah, but that second antenna, yeah, that straightened you out. You got the air, you still got the noise on you from the repeater, but very little. I mean, you're overcoming it, and I can hear every word you say. Earlier with the other antenna, I could hear you, but, you know, kind of turned it up a bit. But now, man, I can turn it back down because you were coming in really good there. Okay.
Good to hear. I appreciate it. This is ABRI. It's a tactical folder antenna. Essentially, it can extend to 42 inches, but I have it folded right now. I want to say it's only $13. The previous antenna I was using was a BMQ Industries American made, pretty much custom antenna.
Yeah, well, what you need to do is make sure your antenna is straight up and down all the time you talk. Make sure it's straight up and down. Don't tilt it out forward or backwards. Make sure it's straight up and down. And then you go find your sweet spot. Just, if you're in the house or whatever, there's always a sweet spot. You'll find it, and you'll come in, like, you know, super, super good. They hear a window and everything. I never found that really true, even though it is better near a window, but not. I never found that entirely. It's weird where you find your sweet spots. It's kind of weird, you know. I don't know. It's just crazy stuff.
Roger that. I have a sweet spot in another room, and I'm trying to get my sweet spot in this room right now. So hopefully it's doing okay. Over.
Yeah, well, you're getting close enough to it. Like I said, still got a little bit of the repeater noise, but you're overcoming it there. All right, I'll speak on you in a minute. I got to let these guys get done. So talk from me to ear with the boys out there revving up them engines. So we'll talk to you in a minute. WSSZ 793 monitoring.
Roger that. Thanks again, Dave. This is WSIP 284, Alex and Funding Hills, clear and monitoring. This is WSIP 02. I'm recalibrating an antenna, and how is my signal sounding on the Mount Clemens repeater?
It's working, but a little bit. I don't know if you're moving or what. It sounds like you're moving, but it's like fading into the noise and coming back rapidly there, but it's working.
I'm not moving. I'm stationary. I just put the antenna on top of the roof of the truck, so I might have to find a different place to put it.
Yeah, Roger. Which repeater are you going through?
The one in Mount Clemens.
Yeah, right. I don't know if it's on my end or your end, but it's weird. It's like, yeah, you're working. You sound decent, but It's like a while you're talking there, okay?
I'm about 12 miles from the Mount Clemens repeater, so it could be just my local area, could be the wind, who knows?
Yeah, Roger that. That last transmission, you're coming in great. You came in great. That noise wasn't there. That noise wasn't nothing. I shouldn't have really made an issue about that noise. It was there, but it wasn't taking you out or anything. I thought you were mobile. No, that last transmission, you come in perfect.
I appreciate the feedback on the signal. I just neared the GMRS, and I'm setting up my mobile rig today, so thank you for being so kind as to give me the time of day.
That's no problem, Matt. I don't mind doing it. You know, I can understand, you know, being a newbie and, you know, and you need somebody to help you out, you know, to find out if you're working or not. So, yeah, it's no problem, man. Anytime I can help you out, I will. Welcome to the GMRS community. My name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, over here in Warren, 11 Mile in Hoover. And my call letters are Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Zulu, 793. Roger.
My name's Patrick, and I'm at 12 in Hoover, so you're not too far from me. Call sign is 402.
Yeah, hi, Patrick. I kind of, you cut out when you went to do your call letters, you cut out during the letters. I got 402 there.
It's WSIT402.
All right. Very good, Patrick. Fine business. Everything's working. Doing what it's supposed to do. WSIT402 there. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. And have yourself a good day. And like I said, welcome to the GMRS community. WSIT793. And I'm listening.
You have a good day, 723.
Where you at, WSGV 254? I know you're hearing me. Hook up that DD20, man. Get out here and put some key down on that repeater there. WSOZ 793 waiting. Maybe he's indisposed of. No copy, Mr. Ed. 254, WSFD 793, and I'm listening.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
Right back. good night.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844, are you out there?
Kevin, you still in there?
Yeah, go ahead, I'm here.
Did Tanya send me a friend invite on Facebook?
Yes, she did, I guess.
Alright. Well, I'm not accepting it. I don't need no more friends. I'm not taking it. I don't need no more friends out there. I'm sick of all that there.
No, I understand that. No problem.
No, I'm just kidding with you. I already had her as a friend. I was kidding. But I noticed, though, she's from New Haven.
Yeah, how long did she live in New Haven?
From 75 to 91.
She lived there from 1975 to 1991.
Yeah, Roger that, okay. Because I lived there from, 2013, lived in that, mobile home park there on 27 in Gratiot.
Yeah, you lived in Millstone Pond, didn't you?
No, that's not it.
No, not Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook?
Yeah, good old Meadowbrook.
She lived there at 27 in the county line in Americana States.
Yeah, Roger that. WSNC 793 ID. When I was a kid, in my teenage years, I had a friend. His uncle bought the farm on the corner of 27 and Frost Road. You come up 27 from Gratiot, as soon as you get to Frost Road, you turn your head to the right, and that's where he lives. And he used to come every weekend and pick us up with our mini bikes. And we used to spend the weekend out there with our mini bikes. That's when I was a kid. I know the trailer park she's talking about. It's down there on County Line.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, she knows it. So you were in that one over right off of 27. Right on 27 Mile. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an all right place. I used to get, they used to give me like almost every year, I used to get something for the nicest looking yard or whatever. I used to keep my grass cut and edged and looking nice. I had a little flower bed I tended. And they used to give me things, the nicest looking yard and a trailer park or something. I don't remember. But, I had two dogs, and there was a tornado warning one time, so I leashed my dogs up, and I went to the clubhouse. It wouldn't let me let my dogs in. It wouldn't let me take my dogs in with me, so I got into it a little bit with them. So I took the dogs back home, and I stayed home in the trailer with them. But I'm not leaving them alone in the trailer to be all scared and everything. I stayed in the trailer with them, now with it.
Yeah, copy that. WSHR 566 for channel, Danny. Yeah, I don't blame you for that one. That's BS.
I mean, they weren't mean dogs or anything. They were good dogs. They were friendly to everybody and stuff. You know, it wasn't like I was bringing pit bulls or anything, but yeah, that's the only thing that sticks in my craw about that place, when they wouldn't let me. You know, it was under a tornado warning. They wouldn't let, the tornado came down in Richmond somewhere. It was only dropped. It dropped and it came back up. Didn't do nothing. But, yeah, they wouldn't let me take my dogs in there, and I was mad.
Yeah, copy that. I had a buddy that lived in there, too. I don't know what years, but his name was Tony. Tony DeCicco. You probably don't know him. I think he lived in there before you did. But he lived in there, and it was pretty nice in there.
Yeah, it was semi-nice when I lived there on my street. You know, I got to know all my neighbors. They called me the mayor of, they started calling me, what the hell was the name of my street? It ended at the pool. Ended right there where the pool and everything was. Whatever, it'll come to me. But I'd mow my grass, and then I'd go mow my neighbors while he was at work, and the old geezer across the street, I'd go over there and help them mow his, and in the winter I'd blow all their snows and shit, and they called me the mayor or whatever street that was I lived on. But it was half nice. It started getting bad a little bit, but it was still pretty nice though when I got out of there.
Yeah, and then did you go to Port San, I can't remember, did you go to Port San like after that, or?
Actually, this was after Port Sanilac. Passport Pizza was my go-to pizza place. I love that pizza so much. And then on the corner of 26, there's some resale shop, big-time resale shop outfit. And I used to go in there and look for stuff, guitars, you know, guitar amps. Guitar stuff for my guitars and everything and stuff like that. See if they had anything I could use. Pedals or what have you. But it was all right. I mean, it was a nice place, the trailer park, I mean. But, you know, as time started going on, yeah, it started getting a little funny.
Yeah, copy that. I've been in that resale place. I went in there looking for a used chainsaw, but I didn't find anything. He went to try to sell me a piece of junk, and I said no thanks, and I walked out of there.
Yeah, there was a few times he tried to sell me crap, and I told him, I don't want it, you know, it's a piece of junk. So then it got to the point where if I walked in, he didn't say nothing to me. I just walked in, started looking around. He wouldn't follow me and ask me, can he help me and stuff no more. You know, because there's, I think twice or three times he tried to show me something. I told him, I don't want that, man. It's junk. Especially, and you're asking 50 bucks for this, you know, you'll never get it. I told him, you'll never get it, not unless you find a sucker.
Yeah, copy that.
Nine-3 monitoring.
Hey, Dave, it sounds like the north end is up. I just heard Chad.
Yeah, me too. Thought I heard him chime in there. Good evening. Good afternoon, Chad.
Good afternoon. That's Kevin and Dave. WSBM 993, we are linked. That's awesome. Giving you guys a hello there, waving it at you there. Hope all is well. Hope you guys are enjoying the weather. WSBM 993.
Yeah, very good. I'll let you and Kevin at it, and I'm going to sit back, monitor, and do what I'm doing here. So I'll talk to you in a bit there, Chad. You're talking to you, sounding good through the repeater as usual, always sounding good. I have to always reach for my volume control when you key up. Kevin, I'll get back with you in a little bit. WSRZ 793, and I'm listening.
Copy that, Dave. Yeah, I'll talk to you in a while or sometime today.
How are you doing today, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
I have a question. What fire department do you work for? I got a buddy that works for a fire department down around in that area. I'm not exactly for sure which one of you. I think it's Warren, I think he works for. I'm not 100%, but which one do you work for? Do you work for that? I wonder if you, I don't even, I might even know the guy. I don't know.
No, I work for Macomb.
Oh, okay. That's probably a little ways away from you than Warren, huh?
Yeah, Warren's about, I'd say about 20 minutes to a half hour, if that, from where I live.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just curious. You probably don't know him then, I'm guessing. So, but other than that, man, you doing okay?
Oh, yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Roger that. Well, you enjoy your rest of your day, man. Enjoy the nice weather out there, and we'll talk with you. WSDM 993 Mobile. I'll be back monitoring.
Copy that. You have a good day, too. Nice hearing from you. I'm glad they put the link back on. WSDR566. WSDR566 to SGU844. Are you out there?
Good afternoon there, gentlemen. WSDU844.
Good afternoon, Sherman, my trusted friend. I just want to get in and wave good afternoon, and I'm going to let you and Kevin at it. Just want, since I had the opportunity, the opening, I sneak in and say hello. So I'll let you and Kevin at it. WSOZ 793, listen in.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, I heard you guys. I was waiting to get a pause there, and I was going to say hello to you guys.
You still put your tapes together?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I got one shelf done. I got the white cardboard I was telling you about cut out and inserted in there now. I misplaced a couple things. I'm looking for them right now. Yeah, I got to kind of tidy up the house a little bit before Kelly gets home.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to get her mad at you.
Yeah, copy that. So did you get that Lego thing put back together?
Yeah, I got it back together. I always keep the directions for the ones that I have. I had a bunch of them before, but I gave them to my buddy's son. So I donned them. Yeah, I got the directions, and I went in my room there, and I found a couple more pieces. Yeah, she's all back together. I'm lucky the thing ain't going a million pieces.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, I got the house opened up, but gone up to 74. Well, the humidity's only 45, and it's 71 in the house. So, and I got the fan, I got the ceiling fan going. I got all the windows open in the front half of the house. And so, I don't know. Kelly gets home, she might want beer on, but the dog isn't panting, I don't think. No, she's just laying out there, out the back door.
Oh, that's cool. Tiny just went out and checked the pool to see how the chemicals are. And it should be good, though.
I copy that. Yeah, the water probably, it wasn't bad outside yesterday. You don't have a heater in that, do you?
No, I got a solar cover, but I gotta put the thing back on, so hopefully me and her will be able to get it back on today sometime, unless she decides to go in it. I don't know.
I copy that. Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff on the floor here, so I'm just trying to move stuff around so it's not all around on the floor and just in one area.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, so when I I get it. I get that cabinet not situated. I'll send you. I'll send you some pictures.
Cool. Yeah. I'd like to see it. Copy that.
I've got the one shelf done, but I don't have the. No, I was telling you about the patches. I haven't been putting the patches in yet, and I still got stuff in the. In the barn that I want to bring out, got some code threes and a couple Michigan State Police diecasts I'd like to put in display, and I don't know, I could use another display or a bigger display.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, like I said, I found that one when we moved in the house here. I picked it up for $50. And it's got a light in it. I probably could get another one, but I don't really have that much, that many trucks now, small trucks like that to put in there. I got those, I got those Franklin Mint ones. I could, get maybe a smaller one to put it in. But no, I got my little TV stand in there for now, so.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I got a black shelf that's in the barn. Might need some, I might have to touch up a little bit, and I can probably put a whole bunch of stuff on that also, that it'll fit. I think it will.
Yeah, well, copy that.
All right, buddy, I'm glad to get back up. Hopefully it'll be on until late afternoon, early evening. So I'm going to get back. I got to do some dishes. Real quick and stuff. So I'll get back with you a little later. So thanks for giving me. Alrighty. So you guys enjoy. Hopefully you can get in that pool and enjoy it. So, a little later. WFGU 844. I'll be clear after your final.
Copy that, Sherman. Yeah, have fun putting your cars in your cabinet there. And we'll talk to you later. If the link's on, if not, we'll talk to you soon. WSHR 566 clear.
Get that to later, Sherman. Get that honeydew list done before honeydew come home and honeydew put a one of them cast iron skillets upside your head. We don't need none of that here. We don't partake the violence on this GMRS. So do what you got to do and get it done. I'll catch you later. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Roger that, Dave. Have a good one. I'll talk to you a little later. WSCU 844.
Dave 793, this is WSAA 336. Got a copy.
Yes, DM 993, go ahead.
Hi, Jed. How you doing? I was calling out for Dave 793, but that's all right, man. What's going on?
Sorry about that, man. My bad. Doing all right, man. I'll let you get over to Dave there. WSDM 993 clear and monitoring on the mobile. Dave City. Let you get back over to Dave there. I apologize. WSDM 993 clear.
Yeah, come on, 336, what's up?
How you doing today, my friend?
Well, we're not having much sleep last night. I'm dragging butt a little bit, but I'm doing all right. It seems to be a pretty day there outside.
Yeah, the sun just popped out here in Saginaw, man. It's just gorgeous. I'm in the garage, so it's, nice and cool, and I'm hanging up my kayaks. I had a plan to get them put up because they were in the way in the garage, so come up with a solution for that, and that's what I'm working on.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm messing around with a radio here. 254 came by for a visit the other day. And brought me a box of goodies, and this radio was in it, and I got it up here and testing it out. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It all works, so that's pretty cool. But I just working around with it a little bit. I wanted to see if it worked or not, and that's about what I'm doing. I'm probably going to go out in the deck in a little bit and get some fresh air and probably doze off out there, okay?
That sounds like a good plan for the afternoon.
Well, it's Sunday, you know. I've never been a fan of Sundays, even in my young days. I don't know why. I don't know. It don't matter anyway. I try to tell myself Sunday's another day just like everything else.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you have a great day, and I'm glad that you're doing good, and I'm glad the radio works. That's pretty cool. And I'll be on the side listening. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, 336. Appreciate the key now. Appreciate the holler and letting me know you're all right and everything and checking in over here. Anyway, be careful, man, hanging them kayaks, man. All that stuff falling in. You know, we don't take kindly to kayaks falling on people out here in the GMRS community. So, you know, we don't want you to be a statistic there. Anyway, you sound great.
A lot, does it?
Sound great to the repeater, man. If you're on an HD, it's working beautifully. So, now I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSSE 793 and I'm listening.
WSFZ 793, station 793. This is WSIG 817. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I believe you said 817. Kind of was a little distracting when you called. I believe you said 817. Good afternoon to you, sir. Doing pretty good over here. How you doing?
Copy that. Let me get to a clear spot. I'm doing well. I just got back from my camping trip. Successful camping trip there. It was good. I'll go into some detail about it. Friday night, I turned my radio on. I made contact with a 2-meter repeater and took part in a net on Friday night, and then another one Saturday morning. So I had plenty of radio contacts, and then what else? There's an Air Force base in Grayling, and occasionally you'll get some military aircraft flying overhead. Let me tell you about that. There were two A-10 Warthog fighter planes that flew low, really low, yesterday. They were maybe, they had to have been only a few hundred, like less, about 1,000 feet up, maybe. They were flying just over the trees. They came screaming in, one after the other. One flew past, and then about 30 seconds later, the next one flew over, and I was sleeping. The first one woke me up, and then I saw the second one fly overhead. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, roger that. That is, too. What were you camping at?
Yeah, I was camping on the Asabo River at Loud Dam. If you have access to a computer, you can Google Loud Dam River Access. And there's a boat launch there. I was at site 26, which is really close to the boat launch there. So I had a radio up on a tripod to hold a radio still, so I could contact the Rose City repeater, and then I dialed in the West Branch repeater, which is almost 30 miles away, and I was able to hit it with the Baofeng.
Wow. That's amazing. That's cool, too. You were able to access the two repeaters from where you were at. So you had radio contact with the human world, whatever you want to call it. And so you had a good time. Did you do any fishing?
Yeah, well, you were drowning worms. I wasn't really doing much of anything except trying to take care of these dogs and trying to keep them entertained. But Ben, WSIN 803, came with me, and he was just hammering the bluegill, and he caught one smallmouth bass. He was super excited about that. Yeah, he must have caught a dozen fish over the weekend.
Yeah, Roger, that's cool. How were the dogs? How'd the dogs work out?
Yeah, this was Cassidy's first trip out. So I kept the dogs tied up because I knew that there were porcupines nearby. But other than that, Ducky and Cassidy spent most of the time, they were wrestling and, you know, gnawing on each other's legs and whatnot. Neo kept to himself, as he does, and he likes to do what I call stumping. He just kind of, like, sits out in the woods and he observes any kind of wildlife that's out there. Like, there were quite a few woodpeckers, and we saw some squirrels, and we saw a northern water snake. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but we found a northern water snake, and I think that was just about it. That was pretty exciting. We saw it swimming through the river as we were observing.
Yeah, Roger. No, I've never seen a northern water snake. Never even heard of them, much less. But Cassie was having a good time then, so Cassie's getting used to the... That's got to be great. I mean, it must be wonderful for her. After being cooped up in that cage all that time, you know, she's out in open country practically, you know, tied up, but open country, you know she's got to be going crazy. She'd probably love the hell out of it. And yeah, sounds like she's starting to get used to the situation. It's nice to know her and the other dog were chewing each other up. That's playfully, you know. That's great. That's great. Sounds like you had a great time there, okay.
Yeah, it was a good time. We didn't have anything bad happen. No porcupine quills or whatever. So it was a fantastic time. Very very relaxing. We ate well. I made sandwiches and we had hot dogs and breakfast burritos to get us through. We kept it pretty simple this time, but. Yeah, it was a great time, and, I ran into Chuck on Friday, I sent him, if he's listening, I sent him an email with a link. Do you have an email address, Dave?
Yeah, you want it?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind sending me an email just to my call sign, WSID817@gmail.com. If you send me an empty email, I'll send you a link to the Google Photos album to see what we were doing.
Now, I can't do that because my keyboard's down. The other day I spilled my glass of water and I thought I missed it, but it must have got it in there, and my keyboard's totally dead right now. Whoa, part of it works, part of it don't. But mine is DaveDoggy@yahoo.com. DaveDoggy@yahoo.com there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. I'll send an email to you, DaveDoggy@yahoo.com, okay? But yeah, I'll send you some pictures. It was a good time. I came back around noon, and I was pretty tired because I was sleeping with three dogs, and that little tent was not the most prepared thing I've ever done. But nonetheless, I did get some sleep. But I came back, I took a quick snooze, and now I got I already started unpacking earlier, but I got to get the boat covered up and all that. So. All right, well, I wanted to say hello while we were linked up there. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final there, Dave.
Yeah, Mike. Send me a test email first, and I'll holler back at you on the radio. It's the only way I can get back and tell you I've received it, because like I said, my keyboard's not working. You know, I gotta order another keyboard. I just gotta get off my butt and do it. But send me a test email, and then I'll wait until I talk to you again. I'll let you know if I got it. And if it is, you know, I got it, then you can go ahead and send the pictures and everything else. Then I get me a keyboard somewhere around it. I don't need the keyboard to get into my email, but I just can't reply back. Anyway, well, you sound like you had a great time, man. I'm glad to hear about the dogs. I really am. Especially Cassie and everything. And you're right, no porcupine quills this time. Hot damn. You know, the gods were smiling on you. But anyway, you sounded good. You sound great to the computer and everything.
Let me know if you got it.
I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Oops, I doubled up on you there, Dave. I just sent you a test email from WSID817@gmail.com.
All right, well, it's going to take me a sec because I got my computer plugged into my big screen TV. I got a radio here on the bench that 254 gave me, and the TV interferes with it. So I turned the TV off so I can listen to this thing and mess with it. So, let me see here. Give me a sec.
Yeah, no worries. I'll let you monkey with that. Is it all right if I see if Chuck's listening while you're monkeying around with that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, man. I'll let you know.
I'm here.
Yeah, copy that there, Chuck. I don't know if you saw the email yet. I sent you an email shortly after I had made the album with pictures. So if you check your email, you might you'll have something in there for me with some pictures in there. And if you care to see them, that is, that I sent you some pictures. So I don't know if you were listening to the trip at all. There were I did some radio action. There were fighter planes and wildlife, and the dogs had a great time. I fed them well and gave them plenty of cookies, and they took naps and played amongst themselves. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's great. That's WSA-836. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I figured I'd let you know that I sent you an email. Hopefully you got it, so let me know if you didn't. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring just in case anybody else wants to hear more about the camping trip or whatever, but I'll be listening loosely. I still have to unpack a little bit more, so this is WSID 7. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Sounds good, Mike. Your trip sounded like it was a big success. I'm glad you're back safely, and you have a great afternoon. If I don't talk to you later, this is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
There, WSU 844. Glad you had a good camping. And happy that you're back home safe and sound, and all the dogs enjoyed it, and the fire plane, and the snake. That sounds good. Yeah, and send me the address. Over.
Yeah, copy that, Sherman. I'll send you an email address right now, or an email right now with the Google photos link in there, so you can see the what I took there. Yeah, I'll send it out right now.
Roger that. And you enjoy expanding your horizon on communications. Listening to the fighters are pretty cool. They're on 140 megahertz AM, or you can get them on the UHF airband if you've got those kind of radios that go up that way.
Mike? I think I'm getting some interference. I didn't catch everything that you said, but I did just send Sherman an email with the Google with the photos in it. So let me know if you got it, okay?
Hey, Roger. Dave wants to talk to you. I'll let you get back today. Talk to you later. WSDU 844.
Yeah, this is 817. Go ahead, Dave.
I just want to let you know, yeah, your test email showed up. So you can go ahead and send whatever pictures, whatever, your test email showed up.
All right, copy that. I just sent you an email, too. So I got Sherman and Dave and Chuck. I sent them all links to the pictures. I didn't take a ton of them this time, but there should be enough to, you know, give you the idea of what it was like there. I'll go back to unpacking. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Roger that. They just showed up, the pictures. I'll get in here and get a look. I'll get back in later, let you know how. What I thought of them, you know, just la, 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 la. We'll talk to you in a minute. WSZ 793 listening.
WSIC 866 listening.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPD 444, Bob. WRPD 448, station 544, Bob, do you copy?
Sent no traffic for me to copy as of yet, but I certainly hear you, sir. WRPD 544, Yankee Exchange.
I'm in the yard on an HT. I don't know how good I'm getting out.
You came through crystal clear there, Kirk. Crystal clear. How's it going, my brother?
Well, you know, slow on the mend and that kind of stuff. You know, I know I've been a little absent on the air. It seems like I've been sleeping in a lot in the morning. But all is well. good old stuff, you know, same stuff here. Yeah, my mother-in-law at 93 broke her leg the other day, so you can imagine we got our hands full.
Say so. Holy goodness. Well, we'll keep her in our prayers and thoughts then, my brother. Your body needs a rest. Listen to it and get the rest, especially since you're still healing, man. But all systems go here. Grass is cut, but that's what we'll eat till tomorrow. But got the garden planted.
But anyway, I'm really, really happy I was able to get you. I heard you out there, and I actually had, a battery on it. And I got to go in and... CD-448, I'll be clear on your final, my friend.
448 through WRZC 5. Yeah, Kurt, no problem. Some of that. We'll do it when you get in there. And, my friend, be safe and God bless. WRZC-544, clear monitoring the network.
WSID 53 monitoring.
WSID 528 monitoring.
Yeah, copy that, Rick. How are you doing today? This is WSID 817. Station 528, are you Rick? WSID 528, station 528, this is WSID 817.
Good afternoon, 817. Were you up north there camping this weekend?
Yep, copy that. I got back a few hours ago and I'm unpacked and I'm sitting at my desk now, researching radio, looking at radios, and listening to my mobile or my base station here. And I heard your call sign a couple times, so I figured I'd shout you out. How you doing today? I was camping all weekend. I'll tell you all about it if you want.
I guess I'm not getting out of this walkie-talkie. This is WSID 528 clear.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that, Rick. This is WSID 817 clear and monitoring.
You got a copy on 528?
Yeah, what's your name? I don't, I must have it written down incorrectly. I apologize. I have you as Whiskey Sierra India Bravo 528. This is Mike from Saginaw. What's your first name?
Rick from Lapeer.
I caught that last transmission as it sounded like you had doubts that you were getting through. I heard that transmission that you said something along the lines of, I must not be getting through. Then you said your call sign, and then you said that you were clear. So I heard that part.
Hey, Mike, this is, I didn't know if this little walkie-talkie was getting out or not. If you can hear me, come on back.
Yeah, I heard you all right there. I said I heard you all right. I don't know if you heard, if you're hearing this. This is WSID 817 for radio ID.
Hear you loud and clear. This is Rick from the Pier 528.
WRPD 448, Rick.
I heard a station 448 come in a little bit rough there, but I heard you. Go on ahead.
Baldwin Township, I'm off Flint Repeater, and both of you guys are making the repeater no problem.
This is WSIB 528. I'm taking it to channel 23.
I take it he must not have copied that.
No, I think he's on an HT, and I don't know if he's got a good receiver or not. I'm hearing the station down in Flint pretty, you know, really good, and I'm hearing Rick occasionally. Hopefully I'm getting out all right. I'm on medium power right now, but I can turn it up if I absolutely need to.
He sounds like a newbie to me.
Yeah, I'm currently on a handheld right now, too. My base station is up in the backyard. So, anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know that you're making...
Sierra, India, Bravo, 528. Mike, you got a copy on me?
Well, Mike... Ain't no need to turn it off. You're coming in perfectly. Hello, Kurt. Real quick. It sounds like a newbie out here. WSZ 793 is listening.
Hello, Dave. I just got to study. I apologize. How have you been?
Now we're doing pretty good, Kurt. I need you to get to your sweet spot, man. You're fading out there. The noise covers you up and then brings you back. But I've been doing okay. How you been doing?
Good days, bad days. I just let Bob know that 2 days ago my mother-in-law fell down and broke her leg. She's 93.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's not good.
Well, life just got that much more interesting. I guess... ...heart and belly, she has no cognitive decline. We're lucky it didn't happen in winter. We're lucky it didn't happen at the grocery store. I mean, it could have been a lot worse places to go to. Gone down, and you know, she's a tough old lady, so you know, Godspeed, right?
Yeah, precisely. I hear you there. Whatever happened to you, man? You used to always come in so good and so clean. The last few times I talked to you, you're buzzing in and out, and you get to where I can't understand you, then you come back, I can sort of understand you. Used to be, man, used to kill full bore. What's happening? As much as I hate to tell you, I hate telling you this, you're cutting out too much. I can't read you, man. I don't like telling you that, anybody that, but you got to let them know. You can't hear them, you got to tell them. But you used to come in all the time from the time I first started talking to you, all the way up till maybe a few times ago, man. You used to come in full loud, you know, full everything, and last few times now, you're just not coming through. And that's kind of a bummer. But let me put it on you later, Kurt. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here. I'm going to sit back and listen there. You know, it's good talking to you. Always good talking to you. I hope she recovers, and, you know, I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're recovering okay, too. I'll put that all in there. Anyway, you try to have yourself a good day. WSSD 793, and I'm listening. Hey, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave. I can't understand Kurt at all either. It's going in and out.
Yeah, like I told you a few minutes ago, they don't need to mess with your power or nothing, man. There's nothing wrong with your signal. There's nothing wrong with your modulation or anything, man. You're coming in fantastic. So ain't no need to up your power or go screwing around with it.
All right, copy that. Thank you very much. I was going to say, I've got like a 3-foot antenna, but it's inside and it's on a shelf up by the ceiling. I should be coming in nice and clear, but, you know, I'm still newish, and this radio is new to me, so I wasn't sure how I was getting out. But thanks for the report there, Dave. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring. Oh, yeah, and I was going to tell you guys that, you know, I take pictures of the dogs while they're tied up a lot because my hands are free then, but we went on plenty of walks, too, don't get me wrong. You got to take them through the woods and let them sniff around and, you know, use the facilities, as it were. And, but when you're walking three dogs through the woods, you can't take any pictures because your hands are full of leashes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we're all aware of that, or at least I am. I'm aware of that. Some nice pictures, too. That's some cute dogs, man. I took a look at them. And went through them. I didn't go through the video yet or anything, but very nice dogs, very nice campsite too. But yeah, I'm aware you're walking the three dogs. You can't be trying to take pictures while you have three leashes on your hand. It don't work that way. But no problem, man. Glad I could help you out. Like I said, I heard you say something about maybe you have to up your power or do something. Nah, man, don't do nothing. Everything's working the way it should. You know, don't put the extra stress on the final transistor when, you know, you don't have to. So, all right, I'll talk to you in a minute. WSSC 783.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. Thanks. Yeah, I have it on pretty, I've just got it on the medium there. I think that even that might be a little bit overkill, but it does all right. But, yeah, thanks for the kind comments about all the pictures and whatnot, so... it's good to hear your voice. Hopefully we stay linked up and I'll be able to hit you in the morning while we're having coffee. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring after your final, Dave.
Roger, Roger. It would be nice if we could sit and drink coffee in the morning and talk to each other. I don't know if that's going to happen. I can't predict it, but it would be nice. Talk to you later, my friend. WSSD 793, and I'm listening.
WSID 817, this is WSID 528.
Yeah, copy that, WSID 528. I'm getting your signal, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rick. I tried to get you earlier on a handheld, but it didn't seem to get through. I'm back on the bigger antenna, and that, what is it, the DB20G, and it's working great.
Yeah, copy that. I'm getting you loud and clear. I'm on a DB25 Pro, because I had got my ham ticket, too, so there's a couple of ham repeaters that I like to listen to, so I got the the DB25. It seems to work all right, but I'm looking at upgrading. I'm happy with this Radiodity DB25 on my desk, but if I'm going out, I've got a big plan, a trip planned in July, and I want to have a pretty powerful radio when I go hit that.
You sound pretty good on that 25. What do you seem to be looking for, 50 watts?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but I went up north this last weekend, and I was talking on a couple of 2-meter repeaters that were nearly 30 miles away, and I was coming in clear on the, Rose City. I was on the Asabo River, and the Rose City repeater, they said I was coming in real clear there. And then the West Branch repeater said that I was coming in pretty scratchy, and it was, but they could make out what I was saying. So I was like, well, if I'm just gonna buy one powerful radio, I'm just gonna buy one nice one. So I'm looking at the Yaesu 150R. It kind of seems like the price is right on it, and it's a 50 watt radio. So I'm thinking about giving it a whirl.
Is that GMRS only, or you can use it both ways with ham?
Did I lose you, Rick?
Go ahead, Mike. I just wondered if that 50-watt radio you were looking at, is that also like a ham radio also with GMRS?
Yeah, copy that. A ham radio will do GMRS and ham stations because essentially GMRS is just a small sliver of the ham 70-centimeter band. So if you get a ham dual band radio, it will also do GMRS.
I may down the road look for a 50 watt, but right now I'm not really into it that deep yet. But maybe down the road, if I start liking it more and more, getting to know more people, maybe I will go with 50 watt. Right now I'm pretty happy with what I have.
Yeah, copy that. Well, with my home location, I got the DB25 thinking that that was going to be the cat's, you know, the cat's meow, as it were. So, and it is. I have it set up in my house, and I'm pretty sure I come through real clean on it. So, I'm super happy with it, and I have a little power, a power source for it and everything, so it runs good. So I'm really happy with it, but I have it set up in the house, and I want to have another one that I could maybe easily hook up in the vehicle or take camping with me up north. But depending on where you go, like I said, I like to go away, like out into the wilderness, and so it might be, like this last weekend, it might be 30 miles, 40 miles. Where I'm trying to reach, and that's when the 50 watts really come in handy. But if I didn't go out in the wilderness and I didn't go out camping and whatnot, I'd be happy with this DB25 for sure.
Those trees do knock down that reception. I know. I tried this out before years ago. I tried them out and was in the city. And the buildings were really taking a hit. I couldn't get out very far. But then again, I was not a repeater. Yeah, you're right. You know, the deeper the woods, you need a powerful radio. Hopefully you'll get through.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm sure I'll be able to get through. I was doing it with a handheld this last weekend, but just barely. I can't remember if it was you asking me. Were you asking me last week about, how far? It was either you or Paige was asking me how far a handheld will work when using a repeater, and it completely depends on your setup. Was that you?
Yeah, might have been, because I was testing my Bofang handheld, and I noticed that it wasn't getting out quite as well, but I'm like 23 miles away from any repeater, and that was only on a 5-watt handheld, so, but this 20, DB20 is 15 to 20 watts, so that should be getting out better.
Yeah, I'm getting you nice and loud and clear and all that, but what kind of antenna do you have on that DB20?
I can't remember the name of it exactly. It's Intrenatron or something like that. It was a GB or something like that, 100. And it showed, when I bought the antenna, it was showing an 8.5 gain on it.
Copy that. I didn't catch them. I didn't memorize the model number because I was going to look it up and see what kind of antenna it was. But I'm working. The DB25 came with an antenna. It says it's like a 7900D. It's a four band antenna. I don't know why they would have sent a four band antenna, but they did. And it's about 3 feet long, I'd say. I didn't measure it. But I have it set up on a shelf inside the house, and I'm getting out on medium power, no problem. But the Yaesu eventually that I want to get, I already have a Nagoya UT-72 antenna. I'm going to hook up to that, so I'll be rocking. I'll be, you know, burning that antenna up, no problem.
SIB 528 ID. Yeah, Mike, the one I got is on a, I stuck it on a tripod. The tripod goes up about six feet, and then the antenna is about 42 inches long with grounding, with a ground plane.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, you should be getting out really good. Over this last weekend when I was up north, I had my little Baofeng handheld. I had it in a camera tripod, probably similar to what you have set up with it or anything. I was you know, putting my face up to it, like a microphone, like you would see like a musician performing on a stage, like, and I had a Nagoya 771 on it, so that repeater was almost 30 miles away, and I was pretty impressed with the performance of that handheld. But yeah, it has a lot to do with the antenna and how much wattage you're pushing.
I'm surprised you got out that far being in the woods. You know, it's unbelievable. I've always often wondered how far I could get just on Simplex itself in the woods, because a lot of times me and the family like to go biking a lot of times, and we're not always sticking together when we go out on the trails.
Yeah, copy that. Well, Simplex, they're good for a few miles, so... depending on the terrain that you're in, if there's too much brush or foliage or anything. But you're good for like 2-3 miles at least, I'd say. I took two radios out, two handhelds, and we were about a mile away, and it was crystal clear. It was, there was, you know, no delay, no static or nothing. It was, but that's as far as away as we got from each other, was about a mile. So those little HDs will do you. If you're on a bike ride and they get a mile ahead of you, you might want to speed up a bit. But the Simplex will definitely do more than a mile.
Speed up is right. I got an e-bike. Those things do speed up. You can do about 20 miles an hour on those things.
Yeah, copy that. Those e-bikes are pretty cool, man. I thought about getting one, but I already have so many toys already. I've got a couple of motorcycles, and I got a mini bike, and I got a moped, I got a boat and trailer, and I got too much junk, so I don't need an e-bike. I already have too much stuff as it is, I think.
Be married then if you got all those toys.
Rick, you don't know me very well, but I would never get married. I've come close a couple of times, but no, I've never been married. So yeah, I've got lots of toys.
That's the reason why you do have all those toys. Anyway, I was going to tell you, about 4 years ago, I think it was, I had a 21-foot checkmate with a fuel-injected six-cylinder Merc on the back, 200 horse.
Yeah, that's a nice rig. That's a pretty nice boat. I just have an old Bayliner with a Mariner 50 horse on it that I transplanted from another boat because the original Force 50 took a dump on me. But I beat that thing up. I take it on the river and I run it up on rocks and shit. So I beat it up because I use it, And I'll have to get another boat eventually at some point. I want to get a pontoon, and I'll probably get an old pontoon because I'm going to beat that one up, too.
SIB528ID. If you were to look for a pontoon, you should check the marketplace. Sometimes you get pretty good deals on that.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah, copy that, Rick. I think there's another station in there chiming in with don't always get a good deal on Facebook, but that's true. I'm not in the market right now for a new boat, but I'll be shopping around a little bit in the future. I got to build a garage to put it in first. I'm going to build a two-car garage, and I'll put a boat in there and maybe a Mustang someday. Who knows?
Sounds like a plan there, Mike. Anyway, I bet I'm not tied to channel up anymore. I'll get back with you again probably in the mornings, whatever time you go to work. I don't know if I'm up that early or whatever, but I'll be talking to you again soon. So you have a nice day, and take care of yourself. Take care of those dogs, and I'll catch you another day. This is WSIB 528, clear after your final.
Yeah, copy that, Rick. I work from home, so I wake up around 6 o'clock in the morning, I put my radios on, and then I go out and in the morning, I like to sip on coffee. I'll burn a couple cigarettes, and I'll talk on the radio at 6:30 in the morning, and just kind of shoot it. And I log into work around 7:30. But even when I'm logged into work, I have this EB25 here. I'm still monitoring off and on throughout the day if I don't have any meetings or whatever. So, yeah, this is WSID817. I'm clear and monitoring.
Sorry about that, folks. I dropped my radio and grabbed it before I hit the ground and hit the mic. Sorry about that. WSIJ839.
coming in really, really rough, Jack. You might want to... This is WSID 817. How are you doing today, Jack? I'd love to talk to you, and I wish that you were coming in more clear, but I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
How about now? Is now any better?
Much, much better. You're coming in crystal clear. This is WSID 817, in case you couldn't hear it before. You're coming in real clear there, Jack.
Yeah, Roger, what are you? I haven't heard you out there at all.
Maybe you'll be happy to hear. Repeaters up north where I was camping, one in Rose City, and another one in West Branch that I was able to make. So Bofang was able to make the trip over 20. And a net on Friday night, and then another net on Saturday morning on the West Branch repeater. So I met a couple dozen guys up there.
No, you're cutting off. I don't know why. Are you moving it around with a handheld?
No, I'm in the base station on a big, I've got a large antenna, but, yeah, you'll have to let me know how I'm sounding. I'm on a base station, but I'm inside. Over.
What kind of antenna you got out there on that? And what's the name of that radio?
Copy that, Jack. It's a Radiodity DB25 Pro, and I'm using the antenna that came with it. It's a 700D.
Are you using the DB25G, right? With the same antenna came with it?
It's a DB25 Pro. I don't know if that makes a difference, but most people tell me that I'm coming through really clear on it. Over.
Yeah, it was sometimes you're cutting off. I don't know why. I don't know nothing about that radio. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. It's essentially the it's a DB20, you know, a hyped up DB. It's it can be different at the same time. But putting there, am I really?
You're cutting off. I don't know why, but I don't know about that radio. I don't know nothing about that radio. What's the name of that antenna you got out there?
It sounds like you got a loose wire.
No.
Yeah, copy that.
I looked it up.
It looks like it's a diamond antenna, maybe. 7900D. It's a quad band antenna. It is, I don't know what it is. It's probably some sort of off brand. So, I also have a Nagoya UT-72 to try. You think that would make a difference?
Well, that, I don't know. Put the 72 and see what happens. But a quad band is not going to work on the GMRS like you think it is.
Yeah, copy that. I'll put a different antenna on here. I'll try the UT-72. You got a couple minutes for me to try it out?
Yeah, go ahead.
How you doing, Jack? WSTJ 347.
Hey there, good buddy. 347. How you doing? I haven't heard you out there
from that Southfield.
Can I jump in there really quick? I got the E-72 on there. Am I coming in any clearer?
I got a question. Where did you put that, the 972, Nagoya? Where is it right now? Is it inside the house or outside the house?
It's inside the house. I don't think it's, I don't know if it's going to work as good as that big antenna. I don't think it's reading the signal as strongly.
Well, you got to get the meter out there to find out. Anyhow, the radio, is it a 25-watt radio? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a 25-watt radio, but I have it turned down to medium because most people said that they could hear me all right on medium. You know, am I coming in clear all right? I don't know.
You're coming a lot better, but I just want you to know, you got that on that cookie sheet?
No, I just have it on a wood shelf. It's on a wood shelf on the wall. It's just sitting on a wood shelf. There's no metal, cookie sheet or nothing.
Oh, you gotta get it on that cookie sheet. Plus, you gotta find the metal inside the house. Otherwise, you gotta put it outside and see if you can find a good spot. Maybe right on top the DTE meter or something like that. That's got a little bit of metal. I'll find you a place in metal. Roger.
WSDH 380 monitoring.
It's on a cookie sheet now. How am I going in now?
I haven't heard you out there at all.
Hello there, Jack. How you doing?
Very good. How about you?
Not bad for an old guy.
Don't ever say that word, old guy. No. Always young. Always think young. Roger.
I heard that, Jack. Yep, you gotta think young. You think old, you're done for.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You're never old. Always on the move. You wake up in the morning, have a coffee, and all that good stuff.
Copy that, Jack. I'll let you get back to 817. It seems like that Nagoya works a little better with the cookie sheet.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot better, yeah, with the cookie sheet. Or find a metal somewhere around there, good metal, and put it out there, even inside the house. You know what? If it's inside the house, put it on top of your refrigerator. That works perfect.
Copy that. Mine's on the top of the cook stove.
I roger that, yeah. Yeah, if you got a refrigerator, put on top of the refrigerator.
All right, it's on a cookie sheet. How am I coming in now?
You're coming good. You know, just back up a little bit from the mic. Just a little bit back up from the mic, that's all. But you're sounding good. And like I said, that is the best. Leave that antenna alone, the 72. Yeah, don't change it.
All right, copy that. How's this sounding now? I've got it about half a foot away from my face or so, maybe I'm coming in a bit more clear. Perfect.
Yeah, you're coming clear with no problem. All right, buddy, take care. WISG 48.
Stand up.
817, 817, you still out there? WSDJ 347. Yeah, copy that, 347. How's your day going? That's WSID 817. Go ahead.
It's going pretty good. I just heard you out there talking about you're on West Branch 1 on the net about 8 o'clock in the morning. The other one was about 7 at night.
Yeah, copy that. The West Branch one was in the morning, I think it was, at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then the Rose City was either at 7 or 8 o'clock. I think it was at 8 o'clock, though.
Copy that. The one in the morning you were talking to, you were probably talking to Dan and Al and a bunch of them guys. I know a bunch of them guys up there. That's where my place is at. That's why I was wondering if you were talking to them, probably in West Branch. Not sure about Rose City.
Yeah, yeah. If you give me give me a minute, I'll go grab the piece of paper and I'll read a couple of the more prominent call signs if it sounds familiar. But yeah, there was maybe a dozen guys on the Rose City repeater, and then. Maybe another 15 or so guys on the West Branch repeater there. There was a couple of Dans. There was an Angel person. He had an accent, so I don't know, maybe he's from somewhere else. But yeah, there was a number of people there.
Yeah, copy that. That's the guys I talk to all the time when I'm up there. Because my neighbor up there up north, he knows them guys real good because he lives there, but they have one net on every morning except Sundays. I think they got them on Friday night or Saturday night, too.
You were coming in a little staticky, but I was up there Friday night. Friday at 8 p.m., there's the Freedom Net on the Rose City repeater. And I was talking to KE8AZN, Mr. Greg. On the West Branch repeater, there was W8DMI Dan, and Tom, Mike, Charlie, Larry, Dan, Angel, Dave. There's a whole bunch of guys out there.
Yeah, Roger that. That's the guys I talk to all the time when I go up in the morning. All right, I was just wondering if there's the same people, but yep, it sounds like it is. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WSDJ 347, this is Joe. We'll be standing by.
All right, copy that, Joe. Yeah, that's cool. It's such a small world, so it's nice to meet you. I hope you have a fantastic evening, and take care. This is WSID 817.
817, this is WSIP 284. Do you copy? Over.
What is it, 814, WSIP 814, this is 817, go ahead.
AA17, this is Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284. And I just wanted to throw it out there that on both your antennas, you sounded crystal clear to me, just on the first one, just now anyways, it sounded like your microphone was dropping out, or I think someone else threw in, they might have thought it was a loose wire or something. Over.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I've heard other people tell me that that I was coming in crystal clear before, but maybe me moving around, maybe there's something wrong with this cord then, I don't know.
Yeah, like all morning, I've been hearing you out here coming in crystal clear, like loud clear. Like you sound like a speaker loud clear. Even just now on your quad band antenna, it was just something was cutting out. Like if you have a noise canceling mic or something with the wire was loose or something like that. Over.
All right, copy that. Maybe I'll switch back to the other antenna. I don't know. I don't want to buy a bunch of antennas if I don't need them. But thanks for telling me. I'm going to keep running this radio, and maybe we'll see about RMAing it later. But it was performing great for me last week. I wonder what the difference is now.
To me, they both sound great. I mean, both of them sound perfectly fine, other than right now, I don't hear you dropping out like you were a moment ago. And just for clarification, was your letters Whiskey, Sierra, India, Delta?
Yeah, copy that. Whiskey, Sierra, India, Delta, 817.
Roger that, sir. Good to make contact with you. This is WSIP 284. I will be clear and monitoring.
Hello.
Node 710 disconnected.
WSTI 432 monitoring and mobile.
WSFC 902 973, you out there? WSFT 902. 793, you out there? You got your radio on? Yep, no copy on 793. WSFT 902. I'll be standing by monitoring.
WSDH 380, monitoring.
WSIC 866, monitoring.
I'm at WSHR 566, you're around WSIZ 793.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll be damned. Yes, around. What do you do, leave that thing on 24-7?
Yeah, I leave it on. If I'm home, yeah, I leave it on.
Yeah, right. Any word from the Sherm?
No, I haven't. I talked to him on a phone a little bit, but that was about it. I talked to him on the radio like you did a little earlier today, but I haven't talked to him. I forgot to tell him about that battery. But I'll tell him.
Yeah, just for peace of mind, it's got to be done. You know, not only for peace of mind, but for peace of mind. How are you and Tanya doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. She's in her room watching TV. She's got back problems, so she applied for disability, but you know how long it takes for that. But other than that, she's doing right. She has good days and bad days.
Oh, man, it's a bummer. Sorry to hear that. You know, I'm not making a joke or anything, but her best bet would be when she has to go in there while her back is just messed up, and chances of her getting there a lot greater, you know, once they see for themselves, you know, something like that. But I'm sorry her back's bothering her. That sucks.
Yeah, copy that. The lawyer told her that she has enough work credits that she'll probably get it, so she had to get a lawyer, but everything seems to be going good so far.
Well, not to mention, when she does get it, they got to give her all that money too, from the time she applied till the time she got it. They got to pay her all that too, so she gets all that too.
Oh yeah, copy that. Yeah, she knows that. So the lawyer told her probably up to about 6 months. So she applied. When did she apply?
February.
She probably in February. February, so probably around maybe September or before, the lawyer said.
All right, well then when they approve her, she's going to have herself a tidy sum, because they got to pay her all the way back to that, to where she first applied. But that's not the case here. I mean, to me, money, it's not the money. It's the bummer that her back is, could have a stash of money. It's not gonna make your back stop hurting.
Oh yeah, copy that, definitely. I agree with you.
And do you have any kind of insurance?
She's on Medicaid. Me and her both are. Where I work, I'm only part time, so I make good money where I work, but they don't give us health insurance because we're only part-time. So that's 7th Avenue. I just went to to get my medications that I take, and I didn't have to pay nothing, so that's good.
Yeah, it's the same here. Because if her bag, if there's anything serious with her bag, some of them dogs won't cover it, which sucks. Not saying they won't, I'm just saying some of them won't, you know, but, what are you going to do? Let's not go into details about her back and everything, mess up this conversation. Actually, I was just getting ready to go to bed. There was nothing out here, man. It was dead. I got done doing what I was doing, and I've just been sitting here, kind of dozing half off, half on. But, ain't heard no action out here. Except for the moment there earlier when we were all talking to Sharon and everybody was, you know, the round table was happening. You know, and then after that, everything died. Did I tell you I talked to New York this morning?
Yeah, copy that. Also, I bumped Mike about a half hour ago, 902 was looking for you. I was going to try to call you, but I figured you said you were tired, so I didn't want to get on the radio and call you and wake you up.
No, that's all right, man. Do it. You mean, even if I'm sitting in the chair doze off, you wake me up. I don't wake up Mr. Crabass, you know. Somebody's calling me, I got to answer. Well, yeah, I got it, but I do, you know. See what's up. 902 was out here looking for me.
Yeah, copy that. Yep.
Yeah, right. I'm sure he knows I'm out here because I'm usually at home. He has a scanner and he has this repeater programmed into it so he can monitor everything without wasting the battery on his handheld. I have the same gig over here, but I don't use the scanner no more now that I got the DB20 hooked up. So I'm sure he knows I'm out here.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I just leave my radio on. And if I get bored out here, nobody, I'll switch over to the other end and I'll scan some of the VHF, UHF public safety that's still on it a little bit, you know. But other than that, yeah, I'll do that every once in a while. I'll put that on. I was up at Sherman's yesterday, and I had this on, and we heard of a Pierre County fire dispatch when we were up there. So I left it on that and listened to them a little bit.
Roger. Yeah, Frank, got you in there. I hear you. Hi, Kev. I just want to get in there. I know I had to cut short with you earlier when the stuff started going between me, you, and Sherman and everything, and I cut short so you and Sherman can get at it and everything. And then it wasn't nothing offensive. I just, you and Sherman had some stuff to talk about more than me and you or me and him, so I just pulled off to the side and let you guys go ahead and have at it. But anyway, I'll put it on you later. I got 902 out here, so I'm going to say hello to him. And then, I don't know, probably get my butt to bed or something. But have yourself a good evening, my friend, you and Tanya. I hope her back feels better. That's a bummer. Hope she gets better. And then we'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. Like I said, you know, you give me a holler in the morning if you're out there. More than likely, I'll be out here monitoring. I get up at 4, and I usually kick it on about 4:30 or so when I have my first cup. And then leave it on while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. So have a good evening, WSOZ. 793, I'll clear up your final.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. Yeah, appreciate for the shout. And I'm working tomorrow, so I won't, because I leave here at around 5, so maybe I'll talk to you maybe in the evening tomorrow when I get home from work. But I'm off Tuesday and Thursday, so I'll probably up, because I know Sherman comes on around that, around what, like around almost 6 or something like that, so You have a good evening, too, and I hope you sleep well, and talk to you later. WSHR 566, clear.
Roger, roger. Come on, Frank.
Yeah, no, I wasn't trying to butt in the conversation. I was just saying, yeah, I listen. I always got it on, so I was listening, and I called for you earlier. Heard you were out there, but you weren't out there, so no big deal. You know that. If I want to get a hold of you, I'd call you, so.
No, it's all right. You didn't butter no conversation. I was getting ready to sign off with him anyway. I just wanted to see if he was out there. I just keyed up and figured I'd check and see if he's still out there, and he always is. I go, oh, don't you ever shut that thing off? And he told me that you were looking for me, and, you know, I told, like, you heard me tell him, well, he's always monitoring, so I'm sure he knows I'm out here now. What are you doing over there?
WFST 902. Yeah, I just got home, I don't know, probably about 7 o'clock, and here I give you a holler. I had a chaotic day, and I had the radio in the truck, but there was just too much going on to give a holler out, so when I got home, I just gave you a quick holler out, see what was going on, see what the day brought me, so that's about it. No big deal.
Roger that. Well, without going into too much detail, it was a pretty chaotic night. I didn't get no sleep. And I've been dragging butt today, waiting patiently for 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock to roll around. But I messed with a bunch of stuff and out of the box and everything. Did I tell you I talked to New York this morning?
Yeah, roger that. I talked to you because I told you I had the radio in the truck. So that's when we left out this morning. That was probably 9:10, somewhere around there. We left out late today because it's Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, roger that. So then I figured, you know, you all kicked out and spread out and relaxed, eh?
Yeah, roger that. Like I said, I got home at 7 o'clock. I threw a Popeye in the oven. I'm just not pulling it out right now. I didn't eat all day, and it's like I come home, and usually wife's got something cooked up, but yeah, it's one of the reasons for having one of these homemade Popeyes, and popped it in the oven for an hour, and here you have it, you know.
Hey, you lucky dog. The keyword there is homemade. What is it? Was it chicken or beef or what?
What? Who's ever trying to get in there?
I said, was it chicken or beef or what?
Yeah, Dave, somebody's trying to get in there. Yeah, I made one chicken, one beef. But anyway, somebody's trying to get in there. So I'm getting ready to eat my dinner, so let me put it on you later. I'll give you a holler. WFST 902. I'll be standing by monitoring.
Yeah, and I'm probably just going to roll off the bed here and shut this down and try and go to sleep. So, I had takeouty Chinese tonight. I couldn't even eat it. I don't know, just couldn't. And, I ate some, but usually I can knock it off, but I don't know. I can't do it now, so. But anyway, go ahead and enjoy your pot pies and have yourself a good evening. Don't speak on you tonight. We will speak on you tomorrow. Sounding good, too. Through the repeater, real good. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening for a minute.
WSDH 380, monitoring.
How about you, Dave? Is handheld working?
Yeah, 380, it's working really good there, okay.
10-4, now user received work, just wondered if the transmit did. This is WSTH-380, and then Hazel Park, 696 and I-75, on the handheld.
Yeah, well, I got a full signal on you. Clean. Sounds really good. Whatever you're doing, don't move or and don't tilt the antenna outward or anything. And you'll be good. Hazel Park, I assume you're going to the Detroit repeater, Roger.
Yes, I am going through 625.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I don't know if the noise on that repeater is down low or your signal is enough to block it, but there's no noise on there on your signal. There's no diesel noise, no nothing. It's just all you there, okay?
Copy that. Let me switch over to Macomb and see if that works also.
All right, go ahead.
How about it, Dave? Is it working through the Macomb repeater?
Yeah, you're readable through the Macomb repeater, but you got hash noise coming in with you. But you're readable. You're over the hash noise. You sound a million times better on Detroit. But yeah, you're readable on the Macomb repeater.
Copy that. I'll switch back to Detroit. Okay, Mr. Dave, I think I'm going to do a 902 and go find me something to eat. Haven't eaten yet.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I think it's time to go lay down and try to get some sleep. Didn't get much last night, so. Yeah, you're sounding good again. You sounded good through the Macomb, but you had a little bit of hash noise coming in with you. But I would have been able to reach you, no problem. If you'd have called me on Macomb, I probably wouldn't have said nothing about the hash noise. But, all right, very good, man. Would you have yourself a good evening? And we'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring for a few more.
Copy that, WSTH 380, be on the side.
WSTI 847. WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847, WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. I guess we're going to try one more time. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 38 is clear.
WRMZ 640.
WSIE 375 monitoring.
WRMZ 640.